Since the early 1920s, WRR has entertained radio listeners throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area with its unique menu of music and talk. The wing of the Planetarium building serves as the home for the landmark station's broadcast efforts. WRR holds many distinctions. It was the first licensed broadcast station in Texas and one of the first five radio stations in the entire country. However, when it went on the air in 1921, the station was housed in the Dallas Fire Department and was touted as the latest in firefighter communications. When firemen had no blazing fires to battle, they blazed the broadcast trail by playing music or telling jokes. Today, WRR is the only classical music station in North Texas. It is the only station in Texas to play classical music most hours of the day, exceptions being its broadcast of local religious services on Sundays and Dallas City Council meetings on Wednesdays. And it is owned by the City of Dallas, making it one of the country's very few municipally owned stations. Instead of operating at taxpayer expense, however, WRR operates on funds that come solely from advertising revenue. A portion of its profits go to the city's Office of Cultural Affairs as a funding source for other cultural art groups in the city. According to Arbitron Ratings, WRR consistently ranks among the area's 20 most listened to stations. Its popular programming includes Road Rage Remedy during the height of rush hour, Classic Cafe during the lunch hour, The Going Home Show in the evenings, and Art Matters on weekend afternoons. WRR is also attracting a new breed of internet listener via terrestrial broadcast streaming at WRR101.com. In 2006, WRR began broadcasting in an all-digital format for improved sonic fidelity. You can hear these benefits yourself with an HD radio receiver. Ron Corning, Channel 8 News, Fair Park.